is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
We're going to see how long Vincent can give me control of the mic. Meet up tonight at Ziggy's, Sunshine and Glenstone. And this is going to be my last meetup as a local instructor. The next time I make a meetup, it'll be as a visiting instructor. We'll talk more about that later. And we're going to test and just see how long Vincent can stay quiet here. If you're at the financialstateoftheunion.com on the news tab, and by the way, when you're on my website, you'll see a Facebook icon in the upper right. If you click on that and like my Financial State of the Union page, I'd appreciate it. We're going to start by throwing a little curve here. Down in the control section, I've got a link called Compassionate Government. This talks about a Charleston man getting a $525 fine for getting a soft drink refill. I'm sure, like most of you out there, you go to one of these fast food restaurants and it's, you know, the self-serve soft drinks and it's free refills for as long as you're there for the visit. Well, it doesn't work that way at the VA Medical Center. When you go back for a refill, you're supposed to pay 89 cents. So this guy didn't know that. So he just goes up, gets a refill. And instead of, you know, being given the opportunity to make things right, they hit him a $525 fine. He's a construction worker on site there. So they also tell him, don't come back. You're not welcome on the property. So not only does he get a fine that's more than 500 times the offense, he's also basically lost his job. Isn't government wonderful? I'm shocked.
What, you expected me to say something? I have a mute button, okay? So I pressed the mute button to force me to not say anything. So, you know, smoke's coming out of my ears. I'm listening to John Reagan here describe this over 525 times penalty for not paying for a refill. You know, I can tell you for a fact that if you go to McDonald's, then yes, I went to McDonald's. I really wanted a cup of coffee because I'd been driving for hundreds and hundreds of miles. I mean, going day after day after day, and I was getting sleepy. And so I wanted to get a cup of coffee, and there was a McDonald's. So I had a McDonald's cup of coffee. And do you know that if you ask them for a refill, they'll give you a refill absolutely for free? It's not on the menu. It's not on the menu. But if you walk up there with your cup and you say, you know, because you don't want them to waste another cup, right? I mean, I have a problem with contributing to the size of the landfill. So I don't want to have another cup. So I want to use my same cup, and they just, no charge, no charge. So even McDonald's will give you a refill on a cup of coffee. So this guy loses his job. He gets fined $525. Now, where does that, John Reagan, that fine, that $525 goes to the government, right? They don't say to the vendor, oh, listen, you know what, here's your 89 cents for that. No, they just slam this guy. The government steals the money. This is the rogue government we're talking about. I'm going to be quiet now. Okay.
And, of course, if you do a big offense like bankrupt the country, you get rewarded. well, we had an announcement last week about I guess I should end up the end of the previous week, that we had the resignation of Secretary Sebelius, and they announced a new replacement for that office. And that got me to doing a little bit of research. And you know how dangerous it can be when I start doing research, start putting things into context. And to do this, we have to go back to the Clinton administration. Bill Clinton is a Rhodes Scholar. And it's interesting that I found two other Rhodes Scholars working in his administration. One was George Stephanopoulos, and the other was Sylvia Matthews. Well, Sylvia has since gotten married, and it's now Sylvia Matthews Burwell. She is the new nominee for Health and Human Services. But when I started researching some of this, there were some interesting things that popped out. When the Rhodes Trust was established a bit over 100 years ago in 1902, it was done under the administration of Nathan Rothschild. Now, anybody that's been, you know, trying to backtrack who's does what in this world, the Rothschilds, the real big bankers of the world, are, you know, have their fingers in just about everything. So I thought that was interesting. And then I backed up and started reading a little bit about Cecil Rhodes, whom the scholarship is named after. And he spent time in South Africa and was the first chairman of De Beers, which is the diamond company, which at one time had control of 90% of the market on diamonds, which is why diamonds were so expensive. Because diamonds are just carbon, and the only reason they're expensive is because of this monopoly that De Beers had established. Well, today, only about 40% of diamonds come from De Beers. And Rhodes was really wanting to do whatever he could to see that Britain controlled the world. And I've got three links under HHS, Health and Human Services, Rhodes Scholarship, Cecil Rhodes, and Sylvia Matthews Burwell. And I don't necessarily recommend Wikipedia as a great reference, but it's a good place to start to do research. And I was looking under his education section, and the last sentence there was interesting because he had been a member of the Freemasons, but he considered them a failure. So he had envisioned his own secret society with the goal of bringing the entire world under British rule. And we have to wonder how much of that is done, especially when you throw the Rothschilds in the mix. And that also gets back to De Beers, because De Beers was funded through Rothschilds in 1887. Well, that brings us up to, you know, the events of this month. Now, when you look at Sylvia's resume, it reminds me of something you would see when somebody is being set up for higher office. And I would not be surprised if this is the person that ends up with the Democratic nomination for president in 2016. It is that kind of in your face. She started off in the Clinton administration. She was the deputy chief of staff for Bill Clinton. She's worked her way through other government and private concerns, including the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in helping spread vaccines and GMOs, especially to Africa. which, interesting enough, there's another connection with, you know, Cecil Rhodes. She was also president of the Walmart Foundation. Last year, she was nominated and approved on a 96-0 vote to head the White House Office of Management and Budget. She is the one that instituted closing the national parks during the budget impasse. But when you look at who the Democrats are going to nominate, Hillary Clinton has a lot of baggage. She's getting up there in age, and I don't think she presents well to the younger people. And I also think we're seeing a lot of people getting tired of having, you know, the same choice, you know, Clintons and Bushes. I think they want to see a change. And you look at this woman, you know, she's just getting ready to turn 50, so she's fairly young. You know, she's, you know, at least when she smiles, she takes great pictures. And I think, you know, she'd have no problem getting the Democrats behind her, since we already have 90% of the Democrats thinking Obama's doing a great job. But she could also probably pull in a lot of the independents, and that's what concerns me. More than likely, she's going to end up being the next Secretary of Health and Human Services. And I think all she has to do is do a slightly better job than Sebelius, and they're going to call it a win. And so I believe this is somebody to watch.
John, it's frightening. It's absolutely frightening how people who are so destructive rise to the top. It seems like all you have to do is commit more crime, harm more people, do more damage to the planet, eliminate more people, get on board with the population elimination plan, and you can rise to the top. If you want to do a good job and do the right thing, you're probably not going to get promoted. Not with the way our rogue, corrupt government is operating. John Reagan and I will be right back. Meet up tonight, Ziggy's Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. It's free. If you'd like to have dinner with us, we'd be delighted. You don't have to. You can just sit and join us. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan, you know, we're talking about some of the problems that we have on in the United States. I just posted on the website, usapreparedness.com, what would happen if the polar ice caps melted, okay, because they are. And the ice is melting. And what would happen if our planet rose, if our sea levels rose on our planet by 260 feet? And it sure looks like Washington, New York, and other locations. Like, for example, Miami, New Orleans, Washington, Berlin, London, Amsterdam, would disappear. So maybe Washington, D.C., and New York, our problems are just going to be solved with sea level rising. I don't want to see any loss of life. I really don't. But imagine what would happen if Washington had to relocate. I mean, there's certainly a blight on the United States. I don't want them coming to Missouri, that's for sure. I mean, they cause enough problems where they are, 1,000 miles away. But what would happen? What would happen? Maybe there's some good news in that. Maybe they would have to disband. We don't need Washington, D.C., believe me. John Reagan, please continue.
Now, there was something you said last hour that jogged my memory. The answer is 37 or maybe 373.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Okay, you asked me a question about 3 weeks ago at the meetup. What was my GPA for my MBA?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know the answer because it actually occurred over two schools. And also, just so you know, if you go to the author tab on the website, you get to see my transcripts for both my graduate degrees. When I was in Germany, I started taking classes with the University of Southern California. They had a program, a Master of Science in Systems Management. So I was able to take 4 of the 10 classes needed for that degree before I left Germany. And I had a 3.925 GPA for those classes. Well, when I got to the Pentagon, I had to get into a different program. So I went with Golden Gate University and their MBA program. And I took 7 courses from them, for which I had a 3.61 GPA. And 3 of the classes from USC were used to round out the 30 semester hours for that degree.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is, the transcript doesn't say, and I don't remember which 3 classes it was. So if the class that I got an A minus in was included, then my combined GPA for my MBA is 3.7. If it was the 3 classes that were all A's, then I'd have a 3.73. So when I went back to school for my master's in finance back in 2009, 2010, I actually did better. I had a 3.9.
Well, I felt that you were a really, really bright guy, and that's why I asked you. So I guess now I need to I'm on the spot here. I know exactly what my grade point average was in my master's in business administration. I know to the most precise measurement that they have, it was 3.0000. And the reason I know that was the minimum that I needed to graduate with an MBA. I need to have a 3.0000. That's what I got. I'll tell you why. I was working full-time for a Fortune 100 company. And it was a 66-mile drive from work to the university. So right when the bell rang at the end of the workday, I would hop in the car and drive 66 miles to the university. And I would stay there until about 10:30 at night, maybe 11 o'clock at night, and I'd get home by midnight because there's another 60 miles home. And it was about 60-something miles to work in the morning. So 60 miles to work, then 66 miles from work to the university, and then it was like 60 miles home. So I was doing a lot of driving. And I was taking 5 classes at night. I was going to school full-time at night and working full-time during the day. And there was no way I could do better. So I thought that if I could just get a 3.000, I'd be doing great. And that's what I did. So I did a 5-year degree in 18 months, but my grade point average suffered. We'll be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or HBExtract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I'd like to thank the freeze-dry guy for helping make this broadcast possible. He's an advertiser at USAPrepares.com. He supports the Genesis Communications Network. And I'm telling you, without his support, it would be very difficult to do what we do. So if you're in the market for freeze-dried food, I'd like to ask you to consider the freeze-dry guy. Freeze-dry guy. .com. John Reagan?
We're going to move on down to the financial section, the news tab of the financialstateoftheunion.com, and get into all the great financial news if you're a hater of America. The first one talks about pension fund failures. And keep in mind, they're talking about us having somewhat normal times for the next three decades.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you've read the Financial State of the Union, you know that with the way debt is increasing, that can't keep up. Plus, what's going to really going to cause problems when interest rates go back up? That collapses the bond market and causes about $400 trillion worth of derivatives to start unwinding. But if you just go with these people that, you know, think things are going to continue the way they are, they say that 85% of pension funds could fail in 30 years. So if you're counting on that pension, I'd say don't.
John Reagan, this is very serious because, you know, when I had a job, I contributed to pension funds, and some of them were voluntary and some were not. But that was a benefit for working for the corporations that where I was employed, and the organizations where I was employed. And I expected that money would be there, if you want to call it money, when I retired. I mean, it's kind of like guaranteed, right? It's been squandered. And you're saying that 85% of the pensions could fail in 30 years. 85%. Now, for most people, that's their pension failing in 30 years. Am I reading that right?
Yeah. Retirement is going to be a thing of the past for most people.
Well, and John Reagan, you can see that today. If you go to the Chinese factory outlet, you'll see people in their 70s and above working there. Now, is it because they want to be social and just spend the last years of their lives, you know, greeting people and saying, here's your cart. Do you have a receipt? Did you pay for that? I mean, is that how you want to spend the remaining years of your life working at the Chinese factory outlet, if you're lucky enough to be able to get a job there? We're in trouble. We're absolutely in trouble. So let me say that again. John Reagan said, and I'm reading it right in front of me. I mean, his post, his link to this website says, CNBC has further analysis in report 85% of pensions could fail in 30 years. Please continue, John. That's staggering.
The next link, Family Dollar, closes down 370, and the one below it is actually a combination about Family Dollar and Coldwater Creek. The one on Family Dollar, they're closing 370 stores because the economy is just so darn strong. That's out of 8,100, so it's roughly 4.5% of their stores are being closed. And what this points out is that, you know, people can't even afford to shop at low-end retail places anymore.
The Fair is one step higher than Goodwill. It's one step higher than the Salvation Army. It's right at the bottom of new item retail in terms of pricing. It's at the bottom. It's the place where you can buy toothpaste for a dollar a tube. It's the place where you can get soap at the lowest price in the country. I'm talking about the dollar type stores. Family Dollar is one of them. This is showing that the middle class and the bottom end of the middle class is being wiped out. Communities are being wiped out. This is evidence of it. Please continue.
Coldwater Creek is a women's apparel store. They have 365 stores that employ about 6,000 people, and they are filing for bankruptcy and plan on closing by early summer. So, retail is having a rough time, and I even saw an article where Home Depot is opening a store that's really a warehouse for its online operations. Even Home Depot is not expanding their physical retail store presence. They're gearing up to do more internet operations.
Mm-hmm. And I'll admit this publicly. I prefer to buy online when I can. I really do. And the reason is, I don't like going shopping. I really don't like it. I don't like walking into a store and being greeted by people who are trying to help me empty my wallet. Actually, I do know why I'm there. I'm not looking around to see what I want to buy. I know what I need to buy. And that's what I'm there for. And I really don't like being accosted by these smiling people telling me, oh, thanks so much for being here. How can I help you spend your money? I really don't like it. I really like being left alone. So I don't like going shopping in those kinds of stores. So I try to shop online. And I think a lot of people feel the same way. And the more these employees of the stores are forced to accost us when we walk in the door, the less people are going to go there, the more they're going to cost us until they go under, meaning the stores go under. I don't like it. So I try not to shop there. John, you and I have talked many times about this, and let's get your current take on it. Springfield, Missouri. Are you seeing more and more for rent and for sale signs on business locations? Or is this my imagination that I've been seeing more and more every time I come to Ziggy's? It's like either a place has been bulldozed that used to be a business, or there's it's vacant and there's a for rent sign or for sale or for lease sign. Am I imagining this, John, or is it really happening?
It's happening. I do see an occasional business go into where one of these places were, but it's not even. There's more places going out of business than are coming into business.
Yeah, and the places that are going, that are replacing the businesses, those few businesses that are being replaced with new businesses, are they at the same level of contribution to the economic life of Springfield, Missouri, than what they've replaced? Meaning, what I'm seeing, I'll tell you what I'm seeing. I'll give you an example. I know where there are two supermarkets, two really nice supermarkets that went under. And so the supermarket locations were turned into a government operation, one of those employment centers, a Missouri employment center, where you can go there and you can search for the job that's not available. I mean, really, they take over supermarkets. These are huge buildings, and they're turning them into get-a-job centers. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. They have this illusion in front of you that if you go there and you sit in front of one of these computers, you can apply for jobs that don't exist. Back to you, John.
Well, what has been fueling, if you want to call it any growth at all, is consumer credit has increased, and 98% of this has gone for student loans and car loans. So when you look at that, I feel sorry for the people getting student loans. You know, they think they're going to learn something and be able to get a job that pays better or just get a job that pays something.
Mm-hmm.
And in so many cases, they go to school, they get the degree, and they come out and there's no job. The unemployment for college graduates it's not good. You know, you've got kids living in their parents' houses into their 20s and maybe even to 30s now. And the car loan part is bad news, too, because it's not because, you know, people have all this money for it. Part of it's because of the cash for clunkers, which got rid of a lot of the used cars. So people have no choice but to buy new cars to replace old ones, but a number of these car loans are of the subprime type, people that don't have good credit. In order to get the cars moving, they're giving credit to those people so they can improve the auto sales. And we know how well that worked out with the mortgage market.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, John, I was outraged when they pulled that stunt. The current administration cash for clunkers. They would take cars that could be used, and they would pour this silica in the engine, rev it up, and destroy an engine that could be used in the used car. Replacement parts market. For example, if you wanted, if you had a Dodge pickup truck and you needed a 360 engine, 5.9 liter. And you went to a junkyard, there weren't any. There weren't any because the government paid people to destroy cars and crush them. Absolutely outrageous. And these guys turned salvageable used parts that you and I could buy to repair our vehicles and turned them into junk. And that's why I'm so outraged at this rogue, corrupt government. We need to replace our rogue, corrupt government with good government. It's darn near impossible, but we're working on it. We come back, John Reagan. Kyle's on the line from Montana. Kyle will be with us right after the break. John Reagan, the Financial State of the Union. I'm Vincent Finelli.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
The next 30 seconds could save your life or that of someone you love. The Peacekeeper Mini by Tigerlight is the latest in high-tech self-defense. Combining the number one rated Tigerlight with the amazing new Bluetooth GPS crowd alert technology, there is nothing like it. Endorsed by top police, military, and self-defense experts. Pre-order now at one-third the retail price at Indiegogo.com. Search Peacekeeper Mini.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Black day.
God, you're take my when you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'm delighted, absolutely delighted to tell you that the number one talk show topic on TalkStreamLive.com right now, the number one, is disband the Bureau of Land Management. And I'm calling on all of our Congress critters, all of you politicians, all of you corrupt people in government who allege to represent us. I'm calling on you to disband the Bureau of Land Management right now. Okay? I doubt you'll do it. I doubt you do it because you're corrupt. You've taken bribes. You're compromised. I don't believe you'll do it. But I'm calling on you to do it right now. And I just want to mention credit scores. You know, your credit score determines things like how much your insurance rate's going to be. Can you imagine that? Your auto insurance is impacted by your credit rating. So even the bankers have manipulated their way into other areas. They're taking over our lives. I despise the banks. I really do. And so do everything you can to avoid using banks, in my opinion. And that's what I'm doing. Let's switch to cash wherever we can. John Reagan, we have Kyle from Montana. Kyle Harris, USAprepares.com, instructor calling in. Kyle, you're on.
Hey, good morning, Vince and John.
Good morning.
John, I wanted, with your kind of all of the analysis that you do, you're probably one of my favorite instructors here. I'm curious about something you were mentioning before, you know, when they raise the interest rates, how that they can, you know, that will start the derivatives from unwinding. And I'm wondering what your gut feeling is on, like, what do you see as the domino that starts the role of this thing unwinding? And I know it's kind of doing that now, but I mean in a large way. Do you see something like that, or do you see more of a false flag attack of some sort to do something to cause that to start unwinding? I was just wondering kind of what your gut feeling was on it.
There's two things going on that are the biggest concern for me. What I pointed out is with the book is that debt alone would bring us down. But we have the dollar being the reserve currency of the world. And over the last few years, there have been countries doing direct trade, bypassing the dollar. And as soon as you can buy oil without going to dollars, that's the end of the dollar as the reserve currency. And while that doesn't crash the dollar, it makes what we buy overseas more expensive. We're looking at probably at least a 30 to 50% drop initially. That's one of the factors. The other factor is interest rates. Sooner or later, they have to admit that this house of cards can't go on. And with other countries that do not have the reserve currency, when they've had to admit that, their interest rates have bounced up to like 7% overnight. In the scheme of things, 7% is not high. It's kind of more like where we used to be. But we've been at zero for so long that everything's adjusted to that.
Mm-hmm.
They can raise that overnight. So I would expect when they do this, they'll do it on a Friday afternoon. They'll go in, raise the interest rates, you know, 5, 7, 9%, whatever they want. And at that point, you're going to end up with a bank holiday. What they do after that, I can't say for sure, but with those interest rates going up, it is a formula that determines bond valuation. And it depends on the length of to maturity and the change in interest rate. So if you go from this zero interest rate to a 7% interest rate, that just brings down those values. And then the banks are in trouble because now all these derivatives start coming due.
Kyle, thanks for your question. I appreciate it. Class, we got a meetup tonight. Ziggy's Sunshine in Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. I'll be there. I'll be on stage. John Reagan will be there. This will be his last meetup as a resident of the Ozarks. He is moving. We'll tell you more about that later. He's still going to be with us on the radio, so don't fear. And John Reagan, you're absolutely right. We were talking about parts that come from other parts of the country. Spark plugs. Imported spark plugs between $5 and $14. So when you have multiple spark plugs, you can spend up to $224 for spark plugs. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thanks so much, John.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.